This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Mikey on Joy.
We met him during the 8th season of American Idol, where he finished as a runner-up, but his career skyrocketed since then with 3 solo albums, TV roles, and now touring as the frontman of Queen. He has a new single out now, it's New Eyes, and it's a 4th album on the way. Adam Lambert, welcome to Joy.
Thank you. I feel very joyful.
Yes. Look, welcome back to Australia. We know you've come a long way to get here, and you've been here quite a few times.
Yeah.
Do you ever get a chance to actually get out and see Australia?
When I was down here a couple years ago for X Factor, I was living on North Bondi in Sydney, and it was like I had time off. You know, I was here for like 3 months, I think it was. So I was waking up every morning to the ocean.
Beautiful.
I got to look at some surfers, eat really good food. It was like I felt like I was really living in Sydney. It was great.
Problem is, Sydney and Melbourne have a very big competition.
I've heard.
I think
maybe I need to get a good 3 months here in Melbourne so that I can like compare.
The weather's shit.
Yeah.
Point blankly, the weather sucks.
Yeah.
But we have a lot more happening here that goes on.
I feel like it's a bit more like culture, fashion.
A bit more European. Yeah. We like that type of thing.
Yeah.
We don't have lockout laws like Sydney. You know, you're allowed to get pissed any time of the day.
That is weird.
It is weird,
yeah.
You started your career on a cruise ship, correct? Or early as you're 19?
I wouldn't really call anything that I did on that cruise ship career building. But it was experience. I mean, it was a gig. You know what I mean? I was young and I was like, I had dropped out of college. I was supposed to go to university.
That's 5 weeks into college, right?
5 weeks in, and I was like, I'm out. And so it was one of the first real jobs that I got out of school. And out of school, like I even went. But it was money. It was like a chance to save money, but it's a cruise ship.
Yeah.
He's asking because he's leaving me to go off to America to do 6 months on a cruise ship.
I mean, I think it's like an experience.
Okay.
I think it's an experience. I met a lot of really cool people.
Yeah.
Because it was like, it's like a melting pot of different people from all over the world.
Yeah.
I like that. It depends on the cruise ship line that you're on too. Mine was like geared towards old folks, so it was a bit
Yeah. How can I what do I do to survive on this? It's 6 months, a long time.
Back in the dark ages when I did the cruise ship, there was no internet. It was like so weird. But now I think it's like you have all your technology and
I hope
you can stay in touch with everybody. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So you don't feel too isolated.
Yeah, but back then I did.
Look, you came to the world's attention, season 8 of American Idol, singing Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah.
What a song. What made you pick that song?
Yeah, you know the first thing I actually sang for those judges was a Michael Jackson song.
Well, we read that. And then they
were like, they like looked at me like they didn't know what to do with that. And I could tell they were like, and I was like, can I sing something else? Do you want to hear something else? And they were like, yeah, okay, what do you have? And I said, Bohemian Rhapsody from Queen. And they were like, yeah, that makes more sense. And so I sang that. And thank God I sang that, because if I didn't, they wouldn't have been invited onto the finale, I don't think.
No.
Because they came
and
the finale.
You guys played, yeah.
And then where would I be now? It would have never happened. Can you imagine?
You'd still be a god. You did Glee. Or maybe that's just a gay boy talking.
Like real rock and roll Glee. Yeah.
Because that was the moment that they noticed you, right? Because they were quoted by saying you were the frontman that they weren't even looking for, but then you brought them together.
Yeah, people sent them like the audition on email. Like they saw it after the fact. So,
and you looked so young.
I was.
You looked really like you looked.
That was 10 years ago. I was young.
And you were 27 at the time. Is that correct?
Yep.
What would you have told your younger self then, not knowing what was about to happen, singing
that
song? Well,
if I was around to tell myself, hey, guess what? You're going to be the lead singer of this band in 10 years, in like 3 years, I would have laughed. I wouldn't have believed that. I do feel like, what do they say? Fate is like preparedness meets luck or something. So, like, there was luck on my side and I was ready.
Yeah.
I was ready. I had experienced, you know, my 20s, I had worked on cruise ships, and I'd done a lot of musicals.
And a lot of stage plays, and all the musicals and all that. So
the cruise ship thing was, like a side note, but the theater education that I got is...
So you had to quit your contract with Wicked, which is, you know, you're getting health insurance, you're getting other things,
exactly,
to actually leave a contract to
at 20. That's pretty great.
Which was scary. Yeah, it was really scary. But I was like, okay, I just got to do this. It was the last year I was eligible to audition. So I figured, well, okay, if I don't try, I'm just going to end up kicking myself saying, why didn't I ever try that?
What I saw funny, because it was watching you being interviewed before you went in, saying, oh, I might be a little bit flamboyant for him, or whatever, those what you were scared about. Andy come off and goes, oh, he's a little bit, didn't he call, someone called you
theatrical. Yes.
And I thought, oh, that's a nice name. Is
that what it's a good way to say it, yeah. Well, that was the thing. Like, I had seen on the show before that, like, there was a very specific type of performer that they were going after.
Yeah.
And it usually echoed, like, whoever was in the pop charts at that time. And then what was happening that was very interesting that Randy actually pointed out during my audition is that things were changing. You know, you had, like, Katy Perry and Lady Gaga both coming onto the scene that year, and they were doing, like, full, like, everything was costumes. Yeah. It was very theatrical what they were doing. And so it was just very interesting to have a guy being seen in that same kind of category. And that was the trick. That was, like, the tough sell, I think. But we managed to do it.
It happened.
And the rest is history.
You were talking before about taking risks, and you're quoted by saying life is all about taking risks to get what you want.
I agree with that, yeah.
What's one of your biggest risks that you think you've taken to date?
Well, that Idol thing was big because I was basically stepping outside of a great job that was, you know, paying my wages and my life, supporting my life, and taking that risk was big. I've done a couple things like over the past couple years where I've like changed teams and stuff, and it's always a bit scary when you like fire your manager or you leave your record label because you think, well, I hope that wasn't the best it was going to ever be. Like, what happens? The unknown is scary.
Yeah.
When you don't have security and you don't have someone being like, come over here, we got you. But you have to, in order to do that in this business, you have to sometimes cut ties before you start any new ones.
Yeah.
So that gets scary.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what else. I don't know. I always feel like forward motion is so important too. Like, taking risk is important, and always propelling yourself forward and trying something new or beating your best or not repeating yourself.
Yeah.
And those are like things that I always try to live by. Like, if I've done it already, I need to do something different.
Do it different.
Yeah.
I mean, I try to say that to Mikey and to my own children. Don't be scared to fail.
Yeah,
Get out there and do it, because I tell you, as a 51-year-old man, I learned more from my failures than my successes. And it teaches you how to be strong, independent, get out, and really chase what you want.
Yeah, and it also keeps you like on the ground. You know, it's very easy in the entertainment industry to get a big head, but like a couple of speed bumps that you hit, or a couple like, you know, failures or setbacks, that keeps you humble.
Hey, you've got a brand new single out, New Eyes, and that's, I mean, a bit of a change of direction, sound-wise.
Yeah.
What was the influence? What was the muse behind? Who had the new eyes to the muse?
I have a new boyfriend.
Okay.
So he's definitely the pair of new eyes that is inspiring me right now. And it's great. Love is transformative. It's like, it's magic. You know what I mean? It's the thing that inspires. It's the thing that makes you feel like you belong. Yeah. I love all that. And so, like, you know, I'm talking about me and how I feel, but also giving that back. That's real love. That's real intimacy when it's like, it works both ways.
Works both ways.
Yeah.
And it's very rare.
Yeah.
It's when it comes together.
I've only had a couple of long-term relationships in my entire life, you know? And so sometimes I look at everything that I've been through and I'm like, well, I've had a lot of experience in my career and travel and things like that. But when it comes to relationships, I'm like a kid. Like, yeah. I don't have that many experiences. So yeah, that's kind of a nice feeling too, because I don't feel like I know everything about it. I don't feel falling in love makes me realize that I don't have to be jaded or, you know, bitter about anything. It's like, it opens up all that possibility. It
brings that little kid's hope in your eyes.
Yeah, the hope.
A bit of sparkle.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah, I love that.
And the video for New Eyes is, I'm just loving it.
Thank you. The whole
70s.
Thank you.
And it's just, to me, it's how I wanted to live my life. I wanted to be in the 70s in New York.
That's an age that I wish I had been a part of. I think it was it's a beautiful decade. You know, pre-AIDS, Reagan. This is all American history, but...
Well, we had the same here. Yeah. It's no different. Yeah. We followed on.
The 80s got a little weird.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun in the 70s, and then after the 80s, we had to stop it.
I can't remember. Sorry.
But... But when I was looking at the video, I've noticed that it was like a very story. So it starts off like a movie, shall I say?
I wanted to have different characters sort of represent different journeys, and there's magic items placed in every scene with every character, and those items are supposed to be symbolic of some sort of turning point for each character, and where they take this item. And somehow it changes their course and it inspires them, or it leads them to some sort of new passion or discovery. Mm. And that, to me, like, that's kind of the theme of the song, is like, I meet somebody that has eyes that are looking at the world for the first time, and that transforms my way of looking at the world.
Oh, definitely. It makes you see the world different, doesn't it? Through somebody else's. So we're going to get a second part to this little...
In a couple weeks, the song's going to drop in a few weeks. It's called Coming In Hot.
Ooh. Coming In Hot.
And what's interesting about New Eyes and Coming In Hot is that they, you know, usually, traditionally, with like a pop album, you put out your first single and it's like the big banger. And it's like the biggest song and it's the most in your face, and then you sell the album.
Yeah.
But I just kind of wanted to do things differently on this one and like grow it from a place of like... it's like foreplay, right? So, like, you start, you give someone the look, and there's some talk, and then some touch, and some kissing. You have to work your way into it, right? You don't just, like, throw down out of nowhere. So that's how I wanted this rollout of this album to work. I wanted to ease people in. I wanted to, like, warm up the sauce on the stove a little bit before we hit it boil.
We have you back soon for Queen. Sold out shows.
In February, I'll be back.
But when do we get Mr. Adam Lambert? Solo shows.
Well, hopefully that's the goal. I mean, I just got to get the music out first, and then I'll figure it out.
And then you'll be back.
It's like one at a time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. But I would love to be back. I love touring.
Well, New Eyes is available everywhere you get your music, and of course Velvet's going to be coming out soon.
Yes.
We really want to thank you for having us.
We've been told to wrap it up and move on.
Got the wrap up.
Thank
side.
You so much.
Thank you.
You have made our day.
Oh, mine
very
too.
Very much.
Thank you so much. Full of joy.
Oh,
and Tim Tam.
I feel like,
Wake Up with Tom and Mikey Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandmikey.com. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.